services.
Nearly 200 ag bankers are in Fargo today for an ag credit conference. Don Wick is there and has this update.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 0.25% with the promise of more rate hikes in the future. Typically, inflation is the reason the Fed raises interest rates. Dr. Matt Roberts of the Kernmantle Group says there is confusion on these Fed decisions since inflation is not currently an issue.
Now, one could, on one hand, argue maybe it's because the Fed has been doing a good job. They've raised at the right times. They've kept inflation under control. I think there's truth in that, but I think it's something that isn't talked about enough is the idea of reloading the gun. The Fed wants to have interest rates high enough so that when this economic expansion ends and the next recession begins, interest rates are high enough to be able to lower.
Robert spoke this morning at the North Dakota Bankers Association Ag Credit Conference in Fargo. The interest rate bump is like rubbing salt into an open wound.
We've got fertilizer costs higher. We've got seed no lower. Land rents maybe a little bit lower, but not a whole big difference there. And now we continue to see interest rates go up. And for farmers, this matters a lot because they rely on operational financing for such a big piece of their operation. Almost all their expenses are incurred in the spring if you're a corn or soybean farmer. And you don't receive money for it till the fall. So you're sitting there having to float almost your entire business expenses for 6 months of the year. So these interest rate changes hurt. And as we look at more on the horizon, it's just one more thing hanging over farmers' heads.
Robert said trade is and will be the single biggest threat to agriculture. Reporting from the North Dakota Bankers Association Ag Credit Conference in Fargo, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.